One of the keys to fight this pandemic is something we've heard many times, and that's widespread worldwide access to vaccines. Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines, while effective, are protected by patents and are expensive to produce and store. Well, two doctors in Texas have developed a new vaccine designed to be effective, easier to manufacture, and more affordable for lower-income countries. It's called Corbevax, and it's approved for emergency use in India. They've already ordered millions of doses, and other countries are expected to follow suit. Joining us now is one of the vaccine's creators, Dr. Peter Hotez. He's co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital and a frequent guest on our show, and he joins us via Skype. Welcome.
No, thanks for having me back.
Yes, doctor, why is this vaccine so important for the world right now?
Well, the big problem, of course, and the reason, besides the obvious humanitarian urgency for this, is the fact that our two of our most troublesome variants, Delta and Omicron, arose out of unvaccinated populations in India and Africa. And if we're going to end this pandemic, we have to vaccinate the world. And it's just not happening. The vaccination rates are too low across the global south, the southern hemisphere, and other low and middle income countries. So what do we do to fix that? Well, we've developed a vaccine based on a technology similar to our other vaccines for parasitic diseases and other past coronaviruses that uses the same technology used to make the recombinant hepatitis B vaccine, which is used all over the world and made locally in places like India and Bangladesh and Brazil and elsewhere. And mm-hmm. So we've now gotten this launched, and we've transferred the technology to Biological E, one of the big vaccine producers in India with no patents or strings attached. And they've got 150 million doses ready to go and are cranking up to 100 million doses a month to make a billion doses. And so hopefully this will start to make a difference. And in the meantime, we've also are transferring the technology and helping with the co-development with Indonesia and Bangladesh and Botswana. And we think if we're going to try to vaccinate the world in 2022, this is going to be a key technology.
Let's talk a little bit more about how it works. You developed Corbevax with your colleague, Maria Elena Botazzi. And how does this vaccine differ from the mRNA vaccines? I've heard it described as an analog response to Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna's digital product. Can you say more about that?
Interesting analogy. Well, it's a recombinant protein it's a technology used, as they say, for three or four decades. The disadvantage is you can't start as quickly because mRNA, you can make a piece of mRNA within a very short period of time, so you can move very rapidly. On the other hand, there's a learning curve to that technology in terms of knowing how to scale it to billions of doses. The disadvantage of ours is it takes a little longer to make the protein, but not by a lot, by a few months. But once you have it, it's a technology you can plug and play all over the world because, as I say, that technology to make hepatitis B vaccine, similar yeast fermentation technology, it's also a vegan vaccine, which is kind of interesting. No animal products are used in it. Is in place all over the world. And so we can, even though we're a little longer on the front end, on the back end, we can move much more efficiently. The problem,
well,
of course,
is... Can you explain a little... Yeah, I just wanted to ask, how does the efficacy of Corbevax compare to those other vaccines?
Well, in terms of virus neutralizing antibody, it looks pretty comparable. And also, it looks quite durable as well. We do not have the data against Omicron yet, but against Delta and Beta, the two other variants of concern, it's holding up really well, and it seems to be pretty durable for protection. So when you start checking the boxes in terms of ease of scale-up, safety profile, it looks like it's one of the best safety profiles of any COVID vaccine. As they say, ability to make it, simple refrigeration, the fact that it's produced locally, it could overcome a lot of vaccine hesitancy because of the nature of the vaccine. You know, it starts to look like this could be one of the really useful technologies for vaccinating the world, especially the global south.
You sought philanthropic funding to develop this vaccine. Why weren't you able to get government support for it?
Yeah, well, we got a little bit of funding, about $400,000 shared among several partners with the from the NIH early on as bridge funding from another grant that we had. But that was about it. We never could convince Operation Warp Speed to go with us, in part because we're not a pharma company, and also because they wanted to focus exclusively on cutting-edge technologies like mRNA or adenovirus or particle vaccines. And so we wound up relying on private philanthropy here in Texas and in New York with the JPB Foundation. So enough to get us started, and now we're off to the races. Yeah.
Dr. Peter Hotez talking with us about the Corbevax vaccine. Dr. Hotez, co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital and dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. Thank you, as always.
Thanks so much.